And welcome back for more of the KCII PM Sports Page. Let's talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Please be joined by Washington Boys track runner, Elijah Morris. Elijah, good to be talking to you once again. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for having me.
You had a very busy weekend at the Blue Oval, four-time qualifier, including winning your second straight title in the 400-meter dash, breaking a school record 40.96 seconds. So as I say that, Elijah, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you realize you're now a two-time champ?
It's a great feeling. It's been my goal ever since last year, you know, wanting to come back, do it again, see how long I can do it for. So it was a long year off season and training, getting ready for it, and paid off in the end.
40.96 seconds. You shattered a 50-year school record. Walk me through the race. How did you start? How were you feeling throughout the race? Because you definitely won by a comfortable margin.
So I was a little worried about the wind because the wind was in our face for the finish. And anyone who runs fours knows that's about the worst place the wind can be because that's when you're tiring out. So it's a pretty bad combo. But I started like normal. I didn't want to change my race up and risk anything. So I just started off. I'm pretty strong the first two. A lot of other runners like to take that part a little more chill, but I go out hard and just try and finish up using my cross country endurance from that. And around the second curve, I knew it was just me and Pella in this race because I could see where he was and where we were positioned. He was right outside of me, and I decided to strike then. Surged around the last half of the second curve, focused on form the whole way through.
How about the school record? Did you know that you broke the record after you crossed the finish line?
I knew as soon as I saw the time it was school record, but I couldn't see the time for a couple seconds after I finished because they don't have the scoreboard up. But, yeah, it was great. I've been going for that record for a while, and I know the old record holder, he's been watching me and wanted me to get it, which is a really cool feeling, you know, being cheered on by the person who had it. It was a great feeling, especially a couple weeks off in the season. It was a little worrisome because I wasn't sure how fast I'd come back, but came back and I broke a big barrier, broke a school record, and yeah, defended the title.
You were a four-time qualifier, also got some big points, part of the distance medley in second and sprint med in third. How were the handoffs in those relays, and how do you think you guys did?
Handoffs were good. I mean, everyone really came out and performed. You know, D-med-wise, everything was clean. We did what we could. I didn't run the split I was hoping to run, but you know, I was tired from the days before, and I still put down a really good time. It took a state record to beat us, so there's at least that, which makes the loss a little less bitter. But yeah, I broke the school record one more time, and hopefully that's one that's going to stay around for a long time. Sprint med wise, we got put in a slow heat because districts, we had really bad handoffs. We barely qualified, honestly, for that. So we knew we were going to have a tough time, and it was just us running against us because there was no one in that heat, really. We did what we could. We still ran really close to our own school record that we already have, which is pretty difficult to do alone. But, yeah, third overall from the second heat was nothing we felt bad about, still 6 points.
The team had 44 points altogether, good enough for fourth place. How cool was it to be just part of that team experience, and you guys have so much success in so many different events?
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. A lot of surprises, like Braden Hartman throwing second place for this was amazing. I mean, no one really saw it coming, but he just popped a good one off. That was really cool. Just seeing, like, our team as a whole getting to qualify in a lot of events and seeing, you know, how big of a group we got to take down, that was awesome. I think it's the biggest group Ross has ever brought. That's what he made it sound like, and I know he's been around for a second, so that's a pretty cool achievement to get. I'm hoping next year we can come back even stronger, not only qualify more, but also qualify a little higher quality-wise and go for a top three placement, and I think we're capable of that.
How about the fan support you had there? I know there was a huge section of orange and black at the Blue Oval.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's really a special experience, you know, getting to go out there and run, do your thing, and seeing how many people are there to support you. It's really cool because you get to see everyone's family and just see how much people really care about the Washington Demons.
You know, Elijah just crowned a state champ a couple days ago, and I know as we speak, you said you're already back on the track and preparing for this next year. You know, without giving away too many secrets, what all goes into your preparation and getting ready for a season and, you know, what's all gotten into how you became a state champ?
Last year, it was kind of luck, to be honest. I didn't really train. I wasn't very serious. I was still pretty young. But after I won, I knew to get better, I'd have to get faster because I was about at my peak endurance-wise for 400s. I couldn't really get faster unless I was physically faster because I was pretty much full blast the whole way last year. This year, definitely different. I changed up to more of a I'm quicker out of the block, but don't have anywhere close to the same amount of endurance, so I have to run it a lot smarter. So, yeah, just working top speed, getting in lifting, working on explosiveness, a lot of block start practice, and that's definitely paid off because I can see in about every 400 field, the first 10 or so meters, I put gaps on people without having to use too much energy. So, yeah, being efficient in the blocks has really helped me.
What do you think you enjoy most about being part of this Demon track team?
It's definitely the family. You know, we're close, and it feels really good to be surrounded by people you've been going to school with forever who all want a similar goal. It's a great feeling. Winning's nice, you know, doing good individually, but seeing your teammates succeed and do well after working with you all off season, you know, trying to get better, seeing seniors succeed, seeing young kids go out there and get on the Blue Oval for their first year. I mean, it's a great experience team-wise.
Last thing, Elijah, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a race?
I'm definitely moving my whole time when I'm warming up. You can't really go out and run quick unless you're properly warmed up, and to warm up, you got to be moving around. Lunges, high knees, butt kicks, all that sort of thing, quick movements, couple get-offs. Yeah, I definitely couldn't start a race without moving beforehand, so that's definitely true.
Elijah, thanks so much for finding some time. Congrats on a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you next year.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
That's the Class 3A 400-meter state champ, Elijah Morris. He was a four-time qualifier at the Iowa High School State Track and Field Meet last week in Des Moines. We'll close things out on the PM Sports page next. You're listening to AM at FM KCII.